K104.7 and the most music in the morning, 62 degrees at 7:03 on a free breakfast Friday. Next chance to win a Famous Toastery gift card coming up in just 7 minutes. And Journey is coming to town with the Doobie Brothers, PNC Music Pavilion on June 4th.
Lying beside
the most music in the morning with Phil Harris, K104.7.
What is love?
Hadaway and the most music in the morning on K104.7. Hi, it's Phil. Hope you're doing well. Big night uptown at the arena. Game 6 in the NBA playoff series between our Charlotte Hornets and the Miami Heat. Everyone at your office is going to be rocking the Hornets gear today. A lot of teal and purple in our building this morning so far. This is potentially the biggest game in team history. I mean, this is a huge, huge win for the Hornets tonight. If they get it, they go on to the second round. If not, well, then they got to go back to Miami for Game 7. So I think they definitely want to get business taken care of tonight. Every seat will be filled. The rest of us can see it starting at 8 o'clock on ESPN or Fox Sports Southeast. 7-11, sunshine for today with a high of 87. We'll have a mostly clear sky overnight, low 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 83, but some rain could move into the area late Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms for Sunday with a high of 79. 63 now. Forecast is brought to you by Acosta Heating and Cooling on this free breakfast Friday. Another $25 gift card from Famous Toastery up for grabs right now at 704-570-1047. Good luck.
It's the K104.7 Workday Payday.
Oh my God, thank you.
Every weekday, it's your chance to become our next $1,000 nationwide winner. Listen, between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m., we'll tell you exactly when we'll announce the daily Workday Payday code word.
That's awesome.
You could win a grand every workday, plus be entered to win the $10,000 grand prize. The K104.7 Workday Payday. Info, rules, and entry at K1047.com and the K104.7 app.
Do you Radio Now app.
More traffic on 77, K104.7.
63 degrees at 7:22 with the most music in the morning on K104.7, and with $300 million plus at stake, what are the conversations like in Prince's family? I'll tell you more with the 2-minute tabloid after Justin Bieber.
For all the times that you ain't on my parade, and all the
you should go and love yourself.
Your 2-minute tabloid on K104.7.
Hey there, Loren. So if the idea of being injected with Botox doesn't do it for you, there are some foods you can try instead. It didn't take long for Prince's family members to start fighting, and Iggy Azalea says Beyonce might be a little racist.
Iggy Azalea literally cannot stay away from controversy. She weighs in on Beyonce's Lemonade album and that lyric that everyone's talking about, Becky with the good hair. Well, she took to Twitter to basically go on a rant, saying that to refer to somebody as a generic name and refer to a white woman as Becky is really racist. She actually had somebody at that point warn her that this was going to get blown out of proportion. She said, "I don't care. You wouldn't call an Asian woman Ming Lee, so why would you call a white woman Becky? It's like calling a black woman Shanae."
And Iggy Azalea, as a white woman in the hip-hop genre, she's taken a lot of shots, and maybe that's where this frustration is coming from on her part, but to throw it back at Beyonce like this,
yeah,
I don't know that that's a good look for Iggy.
Yeah, she said it's basically stereotypical, and she personally doesn't think it's very cool. It did not take very long for Prince's siblings to start going ballistic on each other. Apparently, Tyga went nuts after their first meeting. She and three of the siblings sat down, and she ended up walking out. There was a money squabble, of course, and the meeting was tense, but 2 hours in, Alfred expressed his displeasure because he was the only sibling excluded from Prince's memorial service, which Tyga planned. Now, Tyga seems to be in charge at this point, and the other siblings don't like that because under Minnesota state law, they should all be treated equally.
Estimated value of Prince's estate, $300 million. That may be
it's
conservative. Sure, because Prince's album sales have skyrocketed since he passed away. The latest I've read, though, is that Minnesota police now have a search warrant for the home and studio of Prince, and a judge has agreed to keep the results of this search secret for 180 days. So there are going to be a lot of questions that won't be answered for a long time. The DEA is involved in this as well. So it's a very tangled web here.